Hang out. I hope. I'm sure I get that.
Sherry?
No, no. Now this, I don't know, for some reason these last 2 months have been real difficult for me. I've been trying to think of what I want to share, what, you know, I have to say. And for those of you that know me, I've never had a problem talking, but this has really been something. And Sunday when we were on our way up, Brent said, he says, honey, it's Sunday, you might be speaking Monday night. And I was thinking, I hope it's not Monday night, but Monday night. But anyway, I had been praying and I was marking down a few verses that touched me. And I read in Proverbs, and one verse stuck out to me. Oh, that's what you want me to have. I like to share Proverbs 4. It's a short and sweet verse, but it has a lot in it. And it says, 4:26, it says, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy way established. And, you know, that says a lot. Ponder the path of thy feet. It just hit me, Janice, where are you going? Janice, where are you going, and how are you getting? And I have to confess, I have to say tonight first, though, that today, July 6th, so I've been saved for years now, and I've got to confess that I haven't always fought his path, and I haven't always had my ways established. But this verse, and it hit me like a brick. The Lord's ever dealt his word, and I praise the Lord for his answer to prayer. And yesterday morning when we got here, like everything about perfect, and what Mike said, the Lord's done for you, and you've got a path, the path of our feet. And some of the things I wanted to do,
we all want to do,
but a lot of we want to do, we want to do it our way. Lord, I can help you out here. Let me do my way for a while. And I know that's probably all of our lives.
How the Lord.
And the Bible says, "Man will sin by himself, and take up his cross and follow me. Thou shall save his shall." And I want to give my life so I can
what he has and
find my life. And I pray so we have a faithful God that if we ask him to check our paths and he'll answer. A lot of times we're serving God, seeing ourselves by it, and hides the prayer. We can have our lives be satisfied. I'm explaining myself. We go to church, say, well, then have time to still run our way. And, you know, I just don't think we have to give our lives him direct if we can't do both
and come out.
But we won't be walking, we won't have our ways established. And, a lot of time we're not walking really. We have what I would do. But a lot of times while we're doing I know in my life, it just happened to me last week. Y'all have far. She's not walking the way I. Everybody knows we don't want to sit down and sit back in the way I want to judge her.
Your way.
You're walking with my way. So I had, he shows us sometimes we're judging somebody else.
Too.
So be careful. And he shows his mercy in our eyes. And a verse bit, another verse I'd like to share is 1 Corinthians 34. It says, awaken to righteousness, sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak of shame. And a lot of people
know about the Lord.
They
know about
him. They tell them, faith to tell them about the Lord, but also in their lives. The path we're walking. And if our life is established, you're not going to, your actions be louder. So we need to have our path established. We need to have to think about the way we don't have our ways established in the garden. I'm kind of using my notes too much. But, you know, we need to ponder our paths. How
we need to go back.
We know what we know the way we're going. How we are. A lot of times we get so caught up in our way out.
A lot of go to prayer.
So
in a rut.
You the life.
Day by day grow.
It's going to change an awful lot.
And our life
should be growing.
It should never stay.
I think I'm not the way I was.
I'm not the way I was.
I'm not any as I was yesterday. I'm nervous today. I'm more nervous today. Yesterday I wasn't nervous, but today I'm nervous. You know, we're always changing. And if our lives are not getting to stop, the path of our
fear, we go back there.
We all stop. Is there something
Lord's told you
in the past we started to do?
Walk and establish.
Like, I think that the way I saw him,
Lord,
help me to know you,
to know what you have for me.
The answer prayer, and you'll never leave hanging there, not knowing. Stop and think.
Ponder the path of our fear.